Often we'll get a phone call to ask for, say, more photographs, better photographs, how to understand how the repair is done. So it's not something that we can just put 100 hours on and hope for the best. It's we have to justify the time that we're putting on these claims.
So you're saying that the Mitchell system that you've been using as of this year, mm-hmm. the person I've spoken with said that he's found problems dating back to 2001 when they first started letting body shops write their own tickets.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say to that is we had a different system called Auditex, which is also a North American standard. There's really three major estimating standards throughout North America. It's Auditex, Mitchell, and CCC1, which is more of a USA-based system. So we only have Mitchell and Auditex here. ICBC, because of the auditing tools that are implemented in Mitchell through their Guidewire system on their back end, plus the estimating system, they chose to go with Mitchell so that they had more oversight on the claims process. The old Auditex procedures were exactly the same. Everything was submitted through an audit tool, sent into ICBC for approval, and ICBC had the choice to review or approve those estimates by the photographs submitted.
Were you surprised then when this came out that there were allegations that body shops were overbilling? Did this surprise you as a guy who does this every day?
I'm actually frustrated and surprised of how quickly this has spread and that those allegations have come out, because we've done so much work in the last 20 years or beyond. This is our 40th year in business as Craftsman Collision, to create an industry that's professional, that's clean, that actually cares about the customer, that makes cars crash-worthy again is what we call it. So we don't just want to repair them to look nice, we also want to make them crash-worthy so that all the systems and procedures that the OEM manufacturer supplies and requires us to follow are being done correctly. So it's not just a matter of fixing your dad's old Oldsmobile, as they say, where you beat a hammer and you fix a dent. Today we have scan tools, we have welding devices that are resistance welders that are, you know, in the tens of thousands of dollars that you are required to use to fix cars today.
So are you saying there is no overbilling?
In our experience, no, there is no overbilling.
How often does ICBC invoice you or audit you to make sure that you're doing everything that you say you're doing?
I would say today, I feel like it's every claim from what I hear from my manager. So again, when we submit a claim, it goes into a review process, and somebody at ICBC's end must click it into either accept or review. So there's always oversight. There is a program called the Earned Authority, which is any claim less than $1,500 can be sent through automatically, and those are generally small bumper replacements or repairs. They're very small jobs in today's claims. The average claim in BC is about $3,300. Across Canada, the average claim is up to $3,900. So we're close to $600 cheaper per claim in this province than anywhere else across Canada. So again, I'm frustrated that there's thoughts of overbilling, because ICBC has all this information at their fingertips and that showed that clearly. Overall, I think there is no overbilling. I think we're actually suffering right now a little bit through this.
As someone who's now offering us assurances that you don't overbill, mm-hmm. how does it make you feel that there is evidence out there that other body shops are doing that?
I can't comment on that, because so far ICBC has shown that there is no evidence of overbilling. So
no significant evidence, but there is evidence.
I think that's whether it's significant or not, I don't think I remember them saying that. I mean, they're just basically saying, with the procedures that we have in place, there isn't an opportunity to overbill. And again, if you did feel like, of trying to push something through and you were caught, the compliance model would actually take you down in the program and kick you off after compliances have been found. So for any accredited shop that puts the effort and time and training and equipment into their building to actually worry about one-offs and trying to make a couple extra bucks, it wouldn't make any sense, because you would actually lose your business.
A few minutes ago, though, you conceded that there are claims that up to $1,500 you can submit without ICBC checking them. So if the work is worth $800 and you bill $1,500, are you not admitting that ICBC will approve that because it just takes more time to double-check that?
So specifically how those claims work under the $1,500, ICBC still has an opportunity to look at each and every claim, and they do look at each and every claim at payment time. Those claims, you really wouldn't have the opportunity to do anything with them, because there's the audit tool which you have to follow, so you have to follow the ICBC procedures. But also, if you overbilled throughout the year, ICBC does spot checks on all of those claims or the entire, claims range. So all of the claims are checked randomly throughout the year for audit and compliance. So basically, if you were trying to play some sort of game of getting to the $1,500 line, you would be caught and you'd be out of business.
So you're confident that when this PwC audit is completed, there will be no evidence at all of overbilling found in that audit?
I would be very confident with our company of no overbilling to be found. I can't speak for everyone, but we always welcome these audits and compliances. ICBC has an open door to come into our stores. They often visit us on a daily basis to review claims. We just had a third-party review done with MNP, with the previous government, which I talked about, and that was an open book. We gave full financial statements. Most of the industry gave full financial statements to MNP to create this report. So I would say we're a very open and open, honest, ethical. I mean, basically, we're an open book to the public and to the government. Our biggest trading partner is basically ICBC. That's 80% of the work in this province, and they have an open door into our business.